Thank you very much. Let's now open the floor for questions from our live audience. Yes, Carl.
Good afternoon. I'd just like to ask, for the 259,000 square meters office space due for completion next year, how much has been pre-leased?
Maybe we'll ask Junie to.
Bird data. Can't see it. Bulk of the 2017 office pipeline will come from actually Vertis, no? And we're seeing good pre-leasing activity there. We expect actually to close half of the pipeline in Vertis to be pre-leased by within the year, no?
Sorry, within this year?
Within this year.
Sorry, let me clarify that. 50% of the Vertis pipeline,
almost
or
half
the total pipeline.
Of Vertis, no? Asiana, I'm not sure. The ones that's actually pre-leased are already Citygate, BPO, Citygate HQ, high pre-leasing rate, no? I don't have the exact amount right now, but quite good because it's in Makati, no? Vertis is also doing well in terms of pre-leasing. BGC Corporate Center is actually fully taken up already. It's Asiana that we still need to pre-lease.
As another question, is Park Central fully sold or near fully sold?
The latest number I had, which was about a couple of weeks ago, I think we're about 75%.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Any more questions? Okay, maybe we can now open the floor for questions from our teleconference facility.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Jason Yu of Goldman Sachs. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for doing the call. Just one question. Could you comment on the BPO demand, and have you seen any decline in leasing interest in the last 2 to 3 months? Thanks.
Well, generally, it still continues to be strong. We haven't seen any reversal of the momentum. We hope that it will continue. So,
yeah, Jason, any more questions?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Ruben Ong of Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ruben.
Hi, sorry, Wilson here.
Oh, Wilson.
Yeah, so, hi. So in 3Q, I saw that the reservation sales, there was a slight dip year on year in Q on Q, if I'm not wrong. Just want to get your sense on whether you think this is a temporary dip or when do you think things might start to pick up?
I as you know, over the last few years, if you look at what has happened in the industry, it's basically tapered off. In fact, if you look at Metro Manila back in 2014 and 2015, the industry basically registered declines in sales for those 2 years. I think our expectation for the year continues to be along flat to single digit growth. Moving forward, we feel fairly good with the prospects, particularly if the economy continues to pick up, particularly with the new administration's thrust to increase spending across the board. Hopefully that will have a stimulative effect in the economy and therefore have a positive effect in all our business lines.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wilson.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced.
I think there's a question here, or should we wait till after the...
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can entertain the question from Jeanette first.
I have two questions. One is a follow-up on the residential sales take-up. Could you give us color, like on the last 9 months, how much of the sales take-up comes from, I mean, geographic breakdown, how much comes from Metro Manila or your traditional area?
It's still primarily, Metro Manila. Still primarily.
More than 50%?
Yeah. And 60, then, or greater 30. Metro Manila area, which includes, Nuvali. That area, no? So it continues to account for a significant bulk of our sales. We do have sales coming from Cebu, Davao, Iloilo, but that doesn't account for a large percentage of our sales. So I think that the market continues to follow where the GDP resides. Okay, about I think 2/3 of our GDP is in the Metro Manila NCR region 4A. So that continues to account for the bulk of the sales.
My second and last question is on the office. Could you give us color on your rental reversion, especially the newly signed contracts, rental reversion for your office?
When you say rental reversions, meaning growth or people extending their leases? Okay. We have not seen any backing out of our existing tenants. They continue to extend their leases, and we're still seeing escalation rates actually. So, 5% is the norm for us on an annual basis.
Maybe Jeanette, just on that question also on residential, since there were a couple of questions relating to residential and the 2% growth. No, one of the things that we've also done during this year, if we look at the launches that we've had, we've launched about 50 billion worth of revenue, worth of inventory. But if you look at our sales, we're at about close to 80 billion, no? About 80 billion. So what we've done for the year basically is try to tighten up as well our inventory. Okay, we want to make sure that our contingent liabilities continue to be managed tightly. If we had actually launched more projects, then the growth could have actually been higher. But so basically our contingent liabilities. So we're making sure that we keep our balance sheet fairly tight, particularly in this period we're investing a lot in leasable assets. No, if you remember in previous years, a lot of the launches were predominantly on the residential side. And therefore, our balance sheet could basically cover the exposures we had in residential. Now that we're going flat out on leasing as well, we want to make sure that we continue to keep a tight watch on our balance sheet during this period while we're building up the leasing business. Thus, if you look at the residential, the launch levels are lower than what you've seen compared to the sales levels that we're actually registering. Meaning to say, our levels of inventory are a lot lower now than what it used to be.
Thank you, Jeanette. Yes, RJ.
Thanks, Bobby, for that. And follow up on your comment on inventory. Can you give us an idea on the actual size of inventory that you have?
We're about a year right now. A year. Yeah. So previously, maybe the start of the year, we're probably about 18 months, no? About 1.5. So we're now down to about a year's worth of inventory.
Yeah, that's fairly manageable. My next question is on your margins, because I see some decline. On the outlook, can you give us an idea or elaborate on what affected those margins? Like, is it cost or is it getting difficult to raise the prices? Or
I think if you look at the margins, obviously, I think over the last few years, we've built up quite a bit of land bank. No? So these are also more current costs in terms of land bank. No? But if you look at the decline, it's marginal. It's 1 percentage point, both on vertical and horizontal, despite, let's say, the higher acquisition prices of those inventory or those raw land that were used to actually launch those projects.
So so the costs are kind of manageable.
Cost is basically within, you know, what we're seeing is just in line with construction inflation, no? I mean, anywhere from maybe 3 to 5% increase a year. Obviously now there's an added element on the foreign exchange depreciation, no? Which could actually increase the cost a little bit, but we try to manage our margins quite well. To the extent that we could pass it on through pricing, we actually do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, RJ. Yes, Jomar.
Yeah, just two questions. First one is on the lot sales for the third quarter. Can you give us an idea on how many lots were actually sold? I guess the general size and the pricing behind the lot sales, the average. And the second question is on the schedule for the planned expansion for malls. Notice a few changes from the last briefing in terms of the schedule. So can you walk us through like how, I guess, the thought process, and at the same time, how will that affect the CapEx cycle? I mean, is it still a fluid number at this point?
Well, on the lot sales, we'll just, it's various lots, basically. I don't have these specific numbers right now, but basically the remaining lots that we have in Arca South, Altarasa, well, LTI also. We have a new, I guess, industrial park in Cavite where we started selling. Various lot sales, no, effectively. But I think the bulk of them were, the lots within the Arca South and Altarasa areas. No? So again, it's... primarily because of the mix, no, of the lot sales that we did recently. We'll get back to you perhaps on give you a little bit more flavor on the breakdown, but that's basically what we sold during the period.
Okay.
Now on the second, is that on CapEx?
Yeah. And basically the scheduling of the mall and I guess office also, there was a change a little bit on the how much will be
okay the ones that will come on stream. We just adjusted them take into account the realistic construction timetables, no? Because as you know, there are a lot of variables come into play whenever we construct things, but pretty much on target with respect to the completion date, attaining the 1.5 million square meters in the case of offices. And to a certain extent, even the malls, no, effectively. But it's more just some minor adjustments in terms of timing of completion. Just, sliding them a little bit to take into account actual progress of completion. But they're pretty much still on track. No, we've not taken out any projects in the pipeline as we have outlined in the past presentations.
Does it change the CapEx cycle that... over the next 5 years?
Not in any significant way, no. I think we continue to be committed to the plan that we had presented. There may be some adjustments here or there, but in general, I think the numbers that you're seeing are pretty much going to be the numbers we're going to be working on moving forward.
Just a small question on, I think you mentioned the sale of the Technopark. Have you noticed any increase in demand actually from manufacturing related? Or it's still
no, fairly normal. I wouldn't say that there was a big spike in terms of demand. I mean, the level of interest continues to be there. You know, so it's nothing extraordinary.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jomar. Any more questions? Any more questions from our callers?
There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to today's presenter. Please continue.
Thank you very much. I guess if there are no more questions, that ends our briefing for this afternoon. Snacks are available outside. Thank you very much for coming and enjoy the rest of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.